Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Dominic Coyle in the Irish Times reports that prices of stocks and other risky assets plunged yesterday as a market sell-off that began last weekend accelerated. Hopes that markets were recovering some poise in the afternoon trading in the US were dashed with a late slump in the hour before markets closed. Japanese and other Asian markets led Monday's sharp declines, with cryptocurrencies, oil and European stock markets joining them. US stock markets then opened sharply lower. The main catalyst appears to be concern that the US Federal Reserve had been too slow to respond to a weakening economy. Meeting last week, the Fed decided again to hold interest rates steady, although it did indicate a first cut was likely in September. Jobs data that came out the day after that decision showed jobs growth easing more sharply than had been expected, triggering fears of a looming recession in the US ahead of polls in November. And we'll have a lot more on that later in the show. But Politico reports that TikTok will not roll out a feature rewarding screen time for EU users as the commission starts cracking down on social media's online addiction risks. The popular Chinese-owned social media platform will permanently withdraw a reward program in its TikTok Lite app in the EU, the European Commission said, as part of legally binding commitments to the company is making under the bloc's new Digital Services Act. The available brain time of young Europeans is not a currency for social media and never will be, according to the European Internal Markets Commissioner Thierry Breton. TikTok Lite, a data-light version of TikTok, launched a reward program in France and Spain in April, offering Amazon vouchers and other rewards to users over 18 who fulfill tasks, including watching videos and liking content. The BBC reports that a US judge has ruled that Google acted illegally to maintain a monopoly on online searches and related advertising. The decision could reshape how technology giants do business in future. Google was sued by the Department of Justice for its control of about 90% of the online search market. In the decision, a district judge noted that Google paid billions to ensure it is the default search engine on smartphones and browsers. And the judge said Google is a monopolist and it has acted as one to maintain its monopoly.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.